Thank you and good afternoon. Two inmates assigned to an inmate work crew escaped from a job site behind Les Schwab Tires in Eureka Tuesday morning. A Humboldt County Sheriff's Correctional Officer was watching over the inmate work crew where they were clearing brush in a heavily wooded area. The officer then took a head count and noticed that the two inmates were missing. Eureka police responded to the scene to help find the inmates, but the search was unsuccessful. One of the inmates is identified as Brian McSilvers, a 36-year-old white male with short blonde hair and hazel eyes. The other is identified as James Henry Jr., who is 35 years old, 5'10", with hazel eyes, and is also bald. Both were last seen wearing blue denim shirts with white t-shirts underneath and blue denim pants and work boots. Anyone with information is asked to contact the authorities. A driver suffered fatal injuries in a single vehicle collision on Route 299 east of the US 101 early Thursday morning. The driver, identified as 23-year-old Dylan Wade Ruiz, was traveling east on Route 299 when the vehicle drove off the south roadway and sideswiped a guardrail. The vehicle then skidded out of control across all traffic lanes and then collided head-on into the bridge railing of the Lindsay Creek Bridge. Ruiz sustained fatal injuries and died at the scene. The collision is under investigation, and it is yet to be determined if driving under the influence was a factor. Ruiz also appeared to have been handling a mobile device at the time of the crash. The investigation into a skateboard versus vehicle collision in Eureka on Wednesday, October 8th, is now a death investigation. Russell Bush was riding a skateboard westbound on West Henderson Street just before midnight and was unable to stop as he came down a steep hill and approached the intersection at Broadway. Bush, who was not wearing a helmet, collided with a vehicle in the intersection and initially suffered life-threatening injuries. Bush later died as a result of those injuries, and a toxicology screen will be conducted after drug paraphernalia was found on his person. The driver of the car was evaluated at the scene, and impairment on their part is not a factor. Anyone who may have witnessed the incident or who has any information is asked to contact Eureka Police. More than 56,000 residents and communities up and down the North Coast participated in today's Great California Shakeout to be better prepared for an earthquake. Emergency services, schools, residents, and businesses all signed up to take part in the 7th annual Great Shakeout, which takes place in each October during Disaster Preparedness Month. Emergency response officials want to remind residents that the best thing to do when an earthquake strikes is to remain in place and stop, drop, and cover. And that's what today's participants did in the shakeout for practice should a real earthquake happen. It is also a good time to check and see if you have an emergency preparedness kit ready for a natural disaster. There are several resources you can use, including the County Office of Emergency Services and the Red Cross, to help you ensure you are prepared for a natural disaster. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Earlier today, CAL FIRE Chief Tom Hine has formally canceled the previous suspension of burning permits in Humboldt, Del Norte, and portions of Trinity and Siskiyou counties due to the recent rainfall. To help with CAL FIRE's decision, the Arcata Fire Protection District has done the same. The Arcata Fire District urges the public to still use caution when burning and be aware of the weather conditions. Time now for a crime roundup. Here's Dan Squire.
On Tuesday morning, the body of a deceased person was found near a transient encampment, and the sheriff's office is treating that death as suspicious. A detective has been assigned to the case, in which few details are available. The gender, identity, and manner of death are all still undetermined, and an autopsy has been scheduled on the remains. The body was found partially covered in an area near Sproul Creek Road and Alder Point Crossing. Fortuna High School is assisting the sheriff's office in an investigation into a suspected sexual assault that occurred in Lolita on Saturday evening. Two minor boys are accused of assaulting a minor girl, and the school officials were first notified, and they in turn notified the sheriff's office. No arrests have been made. Eureka police discovered more than 130 pounds of processed marijuana and confiscated four firearms at a residence on Cooper Lane early Wednesday morning. Officers responded to the scene after a caller reported that an alarm was ringing in the residence. When officers arrived, they found the front door had been forced open. A search revealed that no one was home, but the marijuana and the guns were confiscated, and the investigation continues.
Thank you, Dan. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.